Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Horios Daf Yud Aleph. We are holding on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph at the Mishnah toward the bottom of the page of Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander and honor of his wife and children, Eileen Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha, Allah Shalom, as well as by Matis Kleidman, Lezecher Nishmas, Golda Bas Yaakov Leib, Golda Kleidman, whose yard site is Erev Yom Kippur, the Neshama Shevin Aliyah, also by Eli Sinreich, in honor of his father, Juan Sinreich, who just recently started the Daf and at the age of 73 is making his first siyum. Wow, Mazlov, undoubtedly inspired by his son and more likely his grandson. So he should continue to finish many more masechtas in good health. It is also sponsored in honor of Tzippi and Rabbi Dr. Aaron Ross, who are making a Siyum Hashas today after over 7 years learning together. Also, as a thank you to the Shir for the Chazar we are able to do. Wow, mazel tov to them, and they should be zochet to continue and learn Shas many more times. So today, what we're going to discuss is the following. First, we're going to talk about, the Mishnah is going to talk about the Seder Kedima based on the Chashivos of different categories of people, and the Gemara is going to give the reasons why it is that this one comes before that one, and the other one comes before the other one, and then the Gemara is going to discuss things that make a person forget his learning, things that help a person remember his learning, meaning not like things like chazara and sharp intellect, meaning the different type of skuli type of things in terms of what to eat and what not to eat. Then the Gemara is going to discuss different levels of kavanah Torah for people in different positions, and the Gemara is going to then talk about the great plot to overthrow Rabbi Shimon Gamliel as Nasi and how that backfired on those who were plotting to do so. And then at the very last sugya is the question of Sinai or Oker Harim, which style of learning is the more effective style of learning, would qualify one more to be the Rosh Yeshiva. So let's begin. Again, we're at the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Koyin Kodim Levi Levi Yisrael Yisrael Lamamzer Mamzer Lanasin Nasin Leger Ger LeEved Meshuchrar. So the order of Kedima is Kohen, then Levi, then Yisrael, then Mamzer, then Nasin, then Ger, then Eved Meshuchrar. Amasai, when do we assume that Kedima is correct? Bizman Shekulim Shavim. That's when everyone has the same level of Torah knowledge. Aval, Imhaya Mamzer Tam Chacham, Kohen Gadol Am Aretz, but if the Mamzer happens to be Tam Chacham and the Kohen Gadol is an Am Aretz, so then Mamzer Tam Chacham, Kodim, the Kohen Gadol Am Aretz, the Mamzer Tam Chacham is going to even come before the Kohen Gadol Am Aretz, meaning Torah is not just the great equalizer, it is more than that. Torah overrides everything else. So some becomes Talmud Chacham, it becomes something that puts him at the top of the list. Kohen Kodim LeLevi, how do I know that generally speaking a Kohen comes before a Levi if their Torah knowledge is equal? Shenemar, because the Pasuk says in Divrei Yamim, B'nei Amram Aaron Umoshe, Vayibodel Aaron Lahakdisho Kodesh Kadoshim, that Aaron was separated from Shevet Levi to be Muktash more than Shevet Levi because he had Kedushas Kohuna. So you see that a Kohen is Kodim LeLevi. Levi Kodim LeYisrael Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Be'esahi Yivdil Hashem Es Shevet HaLevi. So you see that Levi was separated from the rest of Bnei Yisrael, that they are elevated in their status of Kedusha. Yisrael, Kodim L'Mamzer Yisrael, comes before a Mamzer, Shezem Yuchas, Vize Einu Yuchas, because Yisrael is Yichas and a Mamzer does not. Mamzer, Kodim L'Nasin, a Mamzer comes before a Nasin from the Givoni people, that where David HaMelech was goes on to be Chotvei Yitzman Shoav Vimayim, Kezeba Mitipa Ksheira, the Mamzer at least comes from Mitipa Ksheira, meaning his father was a full-fledged Jew, Vizeba Mitipa Psula, but the Nasin comes, his father was a Nasin. Nasin kodim leger Nasin comes before a Ger Tzedek because Zeh Gadol Imanu, the Nasin grew up with the Jewish people b'kedusha, v'zeh lo Gadol Imanu b'kedusha, but the Ger Tzedek did not grow up among the Jewish people. It's the beginning of his life. He was a non-Jew. Ger kodim levin meshuchar, Ger precedes an Evin meshuchar, shezeh hayu b'chlal Arur, because the Evin meshuchar was initially included in the Arur Kana Evin Avadim Yeh Le'echav, and v'zeh lo hayu b'chlal Arur, whereas the Ger Tzedek was never b'chlal. Or he just wasn't a Jew, but he wasn't an Eved. An Eved, Eved Kanani is included in Arur. Say, Emesai, Bizman Shekul, and Shavin. But then the Mishnah qualified, that's only if they're all at the same level of Torah knowledge. But if one of them is Talmud Chacham, then even a Mamzer Talmud Chacham is called in Kohen Gadol Amar. It's Minani Mili. How do I know that a Mamzer Talmud Chacham comes before a Kohen Gadol Amar? Am Aretz, some Rabbi Ach, Rabbi Chanina, to Amakra, because the pasuk in describing the great value of Torah says Yekari hi mipninim, it is more precious than pearls. And what does it mean mipninim? So mikoyin gadol shenichnas lifnai v'lifnim. It means even more so than the koyin gadol who is nichnas lifnai v'lifnim. The reason we know to make a drush over here, the Marsha points out, is because the pasuk then goes on to say v'kol chafatzecha liyishvuba, that no pursuit that one engages in will equal the pursuit of Torah learning. So why do you need to say yekari mipninim? Every other pursuit a person does is to make some money, and apparently none of those are as worth it as the pursuit of Torah learning. So obviously it's yekari mipninim. So that's why we feel free to darshan lifnai v'lifnim, that it's yekara from the Kohen Gadol who's nichnas lifnai v'lifnim, even the spiritual madrega of a Kohen Gadol. So Tanya, b'shumani chayomer badinu shiaktim evan meshuchar l'ger. Really, it would have made sense that an evan meshuchar comes before a ger tzedek, shezeh gadol imanu b'kedusha, because the evan meshuchar grew up in kedusha, meaning he was chayv in mitzvos ki'isha, v'zelo gadol imanu b'kedusha, but the ger tzedek grew up among non-Jews. Ella zeh haya b'chlal arur, v'zeh lo haya b'chlal arur. But the reason that a ger tzedek comes before an evan meshuchar is because the ger tzedek the evan meshuchar was b'chlal arur, arur kanan, as an evan kanani. The ger tzedek was never b'chlal arur. Shalu talmid avos Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadik, m'nei maha kol ratzin lisa giyores, v'ena kol ratzin lisa meshuchares. Why is it that everyone is so eager to marry a giyores, but no one seems particularly eager to marry a meshuchares? I guess that was the shidduch market then, that giyores didn't have a hard time, and a meshuchares had a hard time. So Amalehem, so Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadik said to them, Zoaisa b'chlal arur, v'zoloaisa b'chlal arur. Yichus matters in shiduchim. That one was b'chlal arur, and the one that was b'chlal arur is not going to be so exciting to people. Davar acher, zoaisa b'cheska shimur, zoloaisa b'cheska shimur. It could be a more practical matter that Giores, who grew up in a normal non-Jewish home, she wasn't mufkeres l'znus. They weren't giving her over for znus, but someone who was a shivcha. So because of her status in society, she was probably hufkar l'znus, and that's what people were not eager about. Shalu talmid of Rabbi Eliezer, b'nei ma'akel of makiris kono, v'chatul eino makiris kono. How come dog is a man's best friend and cats aren't? So amr lahem, uma uchel masha achbar uchel mishakeach. If a person who eats that which a mouse ate from, it causes him to forget his learning. Ha'uchel achbaratz malachas kama v'kama. So someone who eats a mouse, the mouse himself, all the more so he's going to forget. He's going to forget his learning. So meaning it will cause him to forget not his learning. Will cause him to forget its owner, meaning the most important thing in its life. So if a person eats that which a mouse eats from, he forgets his learning. So a cat who eats mice is going to forget the most important thing in its life, which is the one who supports it and feeds it and everything. The owner of the cat. Why are people always chasing after mice? Meaning people get very nervous about mice in their house as opposed to anything else in their house. All other creatures are not as scary as mice for some reason. Because they have a terrible yetzer hara. Maihi, what's their yetzer hara? Rav Amar afilu glimi gaitzi, that they even eat into people's clothing. They get no hana from that. It's not food. It doesn't benefit them. And yet they still do that. Rav Papa Amar afilu shuv samar gaitzi, even the handle, a wooden handle of a farming tool, they would bite into. Mice are just interested in destroying things, so that's why people are not eager to have mice in their homes. There are five things that cause a person to forget his learning. Someone who eats that which a mouse has left over, and that which a cat has left over, that counts all as one thing. And someone who eats the heart of an animal, someone who frequently eats olives, doesn't say someone who ever eats olives, but someone who frequently eats olives, someone who drinks water that's left over after people have bathed in that water, in addition to being gross, that also causes a person, olives are also gross, but in my opinion, but that causes a person to forget his learning. And someone who washes 2 feet, one on top of the other. And some add even someone who puts his clothing underneath his head. Now the Mishnah Maseches Tamid tells us that the Kohanim would put the Big Day Kuhuna, they would fold up the Big Day Kuhuna and put a Tachas Merashosam when they went to sleep. So the Gemara over there says, no, but that doesn't mean Tachas Merashosam Mamish, it means Keneged Rosham. Now it happens to be the Gemara says a different reason for it, because it says that the Avnet of the Kohen in the Big Day Kuhuna was made out of Shatnas, so that you weren't allowed to use it as a pillow, so that's why they put it near their head. But it solves this problem also, meaning the Kohanim were not at risk of forgetting the learning because they didn't actually use it as a pillow. They put it near their heads. Even though the Chidah, the in Sefer Zikaron, which is all about things that make you remember and forget your learning, he quotes from a Chidah that even putting it near your head, even putting your clothing near your pillow is problematic. But Pash Pshar in the Gemara is Tachas Mir Shosav, only underneath your head. Chamish Dvar Meshiv Mesalimud. There are five things that cause someone to return his limud, that it shouldn't be forgotten from him. That pas pechamin, that if a person eats bread that was baked on hot coals, v'kolshkin pechamin atzman, certainly if he eats the hot coals themselves. Now in the Gilya and the Girsa is a little bit different, because who eats hot coals? It's ho'echel pas chitin vein tzorech lomar chitin atzman. Someone who eats wheat bread, and certainly someone who eats wheat itself. V'ocha beitzim u'gulgelas b'lo melech, someone who eats a soft roasted egg without salt, varugil b'shemen zayis, and someone who's rugil b'shemen zayis with olive oil. And the Marsha writes that the Torah is, therefore, when it talks about zaysim, it says it differently than the other shivas aminim. By all of them, it says the food itself. By zaysim, it says only the shemen. It says eretz zays shemen. So because the zaysim themselves have a chisarun to them, if you eat too much zaysim, it causes you to forget your learning. So that's why the Torah says zays shemen. The Achronim point out that zays shemen means a zayis from which shemen emerges. It doesn't mean the oil. So it's a little bit difficult. V'haragil b'yayin u'b'samim, someone who's ragil to drink wine and to smell b'samim, v'ashosamayim shal shiuri isa, and someone who drinks water that's left over after kneading the dough, v'yesham rafatovel etzbo b'melech v'yochlan, some say even someone who dips his finger in salt and eats it. So let's go through one by one. Haragil b'shemen zayis, so someone who's ragil b'shemen zayis, it's something that will be meshiv his learning, misayei le'l Rabbi Yochanan, that's a riot Rabbi Yochanan, domi Rabbi Yochanan, k'shem sh'ha zayis m'shakeh li'mut shal shivim shana, kach shem just like olives themselves will cause a person to forget 70 years worth of learning, shemen zayis will cause a person to remember, to bring back 70 years worth of learning. Someone who's ragel to drink wine and smell b'samim, how do I know that's meshev esalimun? Rava said a very similar thing, that wine and b'samim is what made me such a smart guy. Someone who dips his finger in salt, that's only if he dips one finger in salt and eats it. Kitanoi, but that's actually machlokas tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda marachso shtayim, Rabbi Yossi amar shtayim, velo shalosh. Rabbi Yehuda says one finger in salt, Rabbi Yossi says two, but not three. V'simenaich kmitza. And the way to remember it is if you put your ring finger down, you see on one side of the ring finger there are two fingers standing, and the other side has one finger standing. So now you know, the thumb doesn't count, now you know the two opinions as to how many fingers you're supposed to dip in salt to be meshiv yir limud, meaning if a person can't remember the numbers 1 and 2. So, obviously he's had too many olives because he's forgetting things. So this way it'll help him remember as long as he's got a hand, even if he doesn't have a thumb. There are 10 things that make learning very difficult. However, Tachas Afsar, someone who passes underneath the Afsar Gamel, someone underneath the leash of a camel, certainly underneath the camel himself, someone who walks between two camels, someone walks between two women, and a woman walks between two men, and someone who who goes in a place where there's a foul odor of a carcass, and someone who goes underneath underneath a bridge that water did not flow for 40 days, and a person who eats bread that was not baked fully, someone who eats from the spoon that they would stir the pot with. Someone who drinks from the water that goes through a cemetery. Someone who looks at the face of a dead body. And some say even those who read the ksav on the kever. I think the Achron point out that ksav al gabe kever is only when it's bolet, not when meaning it's only when it's when it sticks out, when it protrudes from the kever, but not when it's engraved in the kever. So most of the time when we have matzevas nowadays, they're engraved in the kever, right? That's what they quote, I think, from the Arizal and others. So that's why we're not as worried about that. Tan Rabban Kshanasi Nichnas. So now the Braisa tells us different things that they did, different levels of Kavadat Torah for people in different positions. Kshanasi Nichnas, when the Nasi came into the Beis Medrash, Kol Ha'amom Dim, everyone stands up, Vein Yoshim, Acha, Omer Lehem Shvu, and no one sits till he tells them to. Kshav Bezin Nichnas, when you have Bezin coming, also in the Shurachs Mikan, Shurachs Mikan, the immediate rows of people that he passes by, they stand up, Acha Yeshu Bim Kom, until he goes and he sits down. They don't wait for his instructions, sit as soon as he sits, they can sit. So fewer people stand and they sit more quickly. Kshav Chacham Nichnas, when the Chacham enters the Beis Medrash, Echro Mid Vechid Yoshev, as he walks by, people pop up and down. So they sit down immediately. They don't wait till he gets to a seat. They sit and they don't all stand up at once. That keeps happening. Each one goes up and down until he gets to a seat. When people need them and everyone is sitting down, there are a lot of run through base measures of people that are sitting down, even though it looks like they're trampling over the heads of the people and it looks disrespectful to the people. But if they're needed, if Rabban Shrichlem, then they're allowed to do that. Yotzal the tzorich, if they went out to go to the bathroom, yikarnis v'yeshu b'makomo, they're allowed to go all the way back to their seat. They don't have to, you know, when they come back, sit all the way in the back. They can go all the way back to their seat, even though they're going to be walking through crowds of people that are sitting down, and it looks disrespectful. The children of Tamil Cham, whose fathers are in positions of authority in Tzibur, v'zman sheyeshlem das l'shmoa, when they are clever enough to understand the teachings of their fathers, they sit face to face with their fathers, and their backs are to the people, meaning front row seat. When they don't have the das to understand what their father's saying, they sit behind their father's back, facing the rest of the people. That even in the Beis HaMishta, the children of the Chachamim, where the Chachamim are partners in Malatzibur, we put them near their father. We sit them next to their fathers for the covet of their fathers. Amar Mar, so we had said, Yatzel, the tzorich of a person, went out to the bathroom, Nichnas Yoshev B'Mekomo, they're allowed to come back and sit in their original seat. They don't have to sit all the way in the back. They're allowed to walk through the crowds. Amar Papa, lo Amru, Ella, the Katanim. That's only if the person went to the bathroom for Katanim, where they had no choice but to go out to the bathroom. Aval Gedolim, lo. But if they went out for Gedolim, to defecate, then they're not allowed to come back in and walk all over and walk through the crowds because it's their own fault. Before the shir started, they should have checked whether they need to go to the bathroom or not. That a person should always check himself in the morning and the evening to see whether he needs to go to the bathroom so that he's not going to have to go in the middle of the day, and then it's going to be a long distance because they used to have to go outside of the city or far away from people, so they didn't have indoor plumbing, so other people shouldn't see them. They had to go at some distance, so in order to avoid that, you check, and if you check a couple of times a day, that should be good enough. A person typically doesn't have an emergency of that level, unless it's about urinating. Nowadays, that everyone is so weak, even for gedolim, we assume that could be an emergency, and that even if a person did check, he's still going to have to go again. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadik, Omer, Af beis hamishta osam osam snifim, that we had said that even in the beis hamishta, the children of these chachamim sit near their fathers. That's only if it's during their father's lifetime and in front of their fathers, that their father is actually there. Then we're mechabed them because of the covenant of the father. But once the father dies, or even if the father's alive, but he's not there, so then we don't need to be mechabed the children of these chachamim who are parnasim al hatzibur. The Mishnah that distinguished between the covenant of Nasi and the covenant of the Av Bezin and the Chacham was taught in the days of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. And here's the story. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Nasi. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was the Nasi. Rabbi Meir Chacham. Rabbi Meir was the Chacham. And Rabbi Nassim, Av Bezin. Rabbi Nassim was in position of Av Bezin. Ki Ava Ayil Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Hasam. Rabbi Gamliel went into the base medrash. Have a kaimu kuli alma mikamei. Everyone got up for him. Ki Ava Ayili Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Nassim. When Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Nassim went into the base medrash, have a kaimu kuli alma mikamei. Likewise, everyone got up for them. So Amram Shimon Gamliel lo ba'il mavi akira bein di li liditu. He said, well, wait a second. Shouldn't there be something to be a recognizable distinction between the way people treat me when I come in and the way people treat them when they come in? Rabbi Yaakov Emden points out, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is among the three people that the Gemara in Bava Metzia identifies as anvasanim, people who have great anivus. But Nasi is Domel LeMelech, Emaso Elecha, and he says it's not proper for a Melech not to have the highest honor. So it was a matter about it was a matter of the position. It wasn't a matter of him personally, but he felt it wasn't right that they are all three treated the same way. So Takin Hamas Nisos, who is Misakin, this Brisa, that when the Nasi comes in, everyone gets up. When the Av Bezin comes in, just the two rows that are closest to him. When the Chacham comes in, only people within Arba Amos get up and they quickly sit down. That day that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel made this takana, love Ramei, Rabbi Nassim, awesome. It happens to be Ramei, Rabbi Nassim were not in the base medrash that day, so they weren't there to object when he made this takana. Lamachra Kiyasu, the next day they showed up, Chazal Kamei Kamei Kidurigila Milsa, and they saw that they were all of a sudden being treated differently. When they walked in, people weren't standing the way that they used to stand. They were standing in different ways. Amri, my high, they said, what is going on? Samlu, Hachitak Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. They said, well, you missed it. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel made a takana as the Nasi yesterday that we should treat you differently than we treat him. So Amar Le Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Nassim, so Rabbi Meir said to Rabbi Nassim, Ana Chacham Va'at Av Bezdin. Look, I'm a Talmid Chacham, you're an Av Bezdin. Naskin Milsa Kili Didan. We should make something, do something to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel like he did to us. We should get him back over here, for what he just did to us, that he took away our kavod. So my Navidle, what should we do? Name Le Gali Uktzim. We should tell him to darshan the Maseches Uktzim. When you take an obscure, difficult Masechta, and challenge him on the spot to darshan Maseches Uktzim, to Lesley, because we happen to know that he's not particularly fluent in that Masechta. And since he never learned really that Masechta well, he's not going to be able to darshan. And then, namely, then we'll be able to tell him, Mi Malal Gvuras Hashem Yashmiya Kol Tilaso. So we'll darshan, Lemi Na'el Malal Gvuras Hashem, who is ra'ui to be a Nasi and to darshan Barabim in Gvuras Hashem? Mishi Yochla Shmiya, Kol Tilosav. Someone who's a Baki in Kala Tarukula. And since you're not a Baki in Kala Tarukula, you are unqualified to serve as a Nasi. How did he take the job then? So the Marshal points out, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel held that's not the proper drasha from the Pasuk. The Gemara in Megillah, Daf Yud Ches, says, we learn from the Pasuk that you're not allowed to add on the brachos in Shmon Esrei, that the Chav Mor Koveya, because the Mi Malg Vers Hashem Yashmir Kol Tilosav, the Mi No, the Malg Vers Hashem Nishayach Lashmiya Kol Tilaso, and there is no one who's able to be Mesaper Kol Tilaso, and therefore we cannot be Koveya more brachos than the Chum more Koveya. Meaning it's rhetorical. It's not about knowledge of Torah. If it's about knowledge of Torah, you can have a person who knows Kol HaTorah Kula, and we say, okay, only such a person can be the Nasi. But it's not. It's a rhetorical point. It's saying who can speak all the praises of Hashem. Nobody could speak all of the praises of Hashem. It's beyond human capacity to understand the praises of Hashem. Right? What's the line that Rav Sadia goes, Il yadata v'yisif. If I was even able to understand Hashem, I would be Hashem. It's impossible for a human being to understand that. And that's why we're not allowed to be Mesakin new brachos, because that's the qualification you need. So that must have been how Rav Shimon Gamliel with Darshan did, and therefore he felt that he was qualified to be the Nasi. So now Abrei, and then we'll be able to fire him from the the Nasius. Favana Av Bezin Vat Nasi. And then I'll be the Av Bezin and you'll be the Nasi. Meaning Rav Meir wasn't in it for his own kavod, the Ben Yoyada points out. He wasn't even aiming for the top spot. He was saying, you'll be the Nasi, I'll be the Av Bezin. It's just that it shouldn't be Rav Shmuel Umliel. So Shaminu Rabbi Yaakov Ben Karshi, heard this plan. Amar Dilmachas Shal Masi Milsa Ledei Kisuf. He says, Ayvei, this is going to be very embarrassing from Rav Shmuel Umliel. So Azal, Rabbi Yaakov Ben Karshi went, Yosef Achorei Ilosei, and he sat behind the upper story, the upper attic of Rav Shmuel Gamliel, where I guess he used to learn. So Pashat, and he started learning Maseches Uktzin, Garas Vitana, and kept chazring over Maseches Uktzin loudly, over and over and over again. So Amar Maidikam, Rav Shmuel Gamliel said, what is going on? Now, I don't normally hear out of my window at night Maseches Uktzin being taught over and over and over and over again. Dilmachas Sholmika Be'Midrash Amidi. There must be something going on in the Beis Medrash. There must be a mutiny at hand in the Beis Medrash that someone's out to get me. So Yav Daite Yugar. So he says, I better spend the night learning Maseches Uktzin. L'machar Amrulei. So the next day, Rameir Raminasan says to Rav Shmuel Gamliel, Nesi Marvin Nisni Buktzin. Maybe you have something to say on Uktzin. Pasuk Va'amar. So he right away started dashing. Basar Da'o came after he finished Maseches Uktzin. Amr Lahu. Rav Shmuel Gamliel said to Rameir Raminasan, Ilo Gamirna Kasavtinan. If had I not spent the last night learning this, you would have embarrassed me. So he said, throw him out of the Beis Medrash. Whenever they had kashas, they would write it on a note and they would send it into the Beis Medrash. To have a mifrik, and whatever kashas they were able to answer in the Beis Medrash, they answered. To love a mifrik, whatever they couldn't answer in the Beis Medrash, so Meir and Rabbi Nassan would write the answers from outside the Beis Medrash and send the answers into the Beis Medrash. Amalu Rabbi Yossi said to the Chamim, who were sitting in the Beis Medrash, Torah mi b'chutz, v'vanu mi b'fnim. It's not proper, Rameir, Rabbi Nassar, or Gedolei Torah, they're sitting outside, and we get to be here in the yeshiva, we get to be in the Beis Medrash. Amalim Rav Shmuel Gamliel, Rav Shmuel Gamliel says, Ni'alinu, bring in Rameir, Rabbi Nassar back to the Beis Medrash, Miu niknesinu delo neimu shmaita mishmaihu. But we should make a knas on them, that no one ever says Divrei Torah in their names. So Asikul l'Rabbi Meir, Achirim. From then on, Rabbi Meir was called Achirim, so whenever you have Achirim Omrim, it means Rabbi Meir. Well, Rabbi Nassan Yesh Omrim, and Rabbi Nassan was called Yesh Omrim. Bereshiva points out Achirim sounds like a much less respectful name than Yesh Omrim. He says because Rabbi Meir was the one who came up with the idea initially. He's the one that said to Rabbi Nassan, "Anel Chacham Ba'atav Beizdin." So they made a greater knas on him than they did on Rabbi Nassan. So that's why he's called Achirim, which is a Gnai, as opposed to Yesh Omrim. But they didn't want to be Mevazehim to call him Acher because that name was already taken. Right, that was given to Elisha ben Avuya. That's the Gemara Maseches Chagiga. Or alternatively, says the Be'er Shava, the reason they called Rav Meir Rav Nassan a Beloshen Rabim and not Beloshen Yachid, Acherim Yesh Omrim, is because there were others that helped them. It's just that they were the whenever there's a mutiny, there's always a group of people. They were just the leaders of the group. So anyway, Achvulu B'Chalmai, where they showed Rav Meir Rav Nassan in a dream, Zilu Paisu L'Rav Shmuel Gamliel, that they should go and be mefayis and try to apologize to Rav Shmuel Gamliel. Rabbi Nassan Azal Rav Meir lo Azal. Rabbi Nassan went to do so, and Rav Meir did not. Amar Divrei Chalomos L'Man V'Lo Meridin. Rav Meir attributed it to a silly dream that Divrei Chalomos do not matter, and therefore we did not go to be mefayis. Ki Azal Rabbi Nassan, when Rabbi Nassan went to be mefayis from Rav Shmuel Gamliel, Amar Le Rav Shmuel Gamliel. Rav Shmuel Gamliel says, Nihi Da Ani Lach Kamra Da Avucha. Granted that your father's special belt helped you, the Mahavi Av Bezdin, to become the Av Bezdin, meaning the chashivus of your father is what got you into this position of Av Bezdin. Shavinicha Nami Nasi, do you think his chashivus should make you the Nasi? Meaning, why were you interested in the first place of being a Nasi? You know the Nasi is only from Shevet Yehuda, from the Beis David HaMelech, and you're not even from the Beis David. So he means literally your father's position does not entitle you to be a Nasi. So what are you interested in being a Nasi? So Masni Le Rebbe Le Shimon Berei. Rebbe was teaching, Rebbe Da Nasi was teaching Rabbi Shimon, his son, a Mishnah Maseches Bechoros, where he taught him, Acherim Omrim Ilu Hayatamura, that Acherim Omrim, meaning Rav Meir says, Ilu Hayatamura Lo Hayakarev, that if this animal were a Tamura, then you would not be allowed to be Makrevit. What's the context? What kind of Mishnah? So the Mishnah over there talks about if a person miscounts his animals from Meiser Behema. The Allah is you're supposed to open up the door to the pen a little bit and count them out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And then the 10th one is Maaser Behemah. So on the 9th one, he got for Blunchard. So we got to the 9th one, he said 10. And then he said, whoops. So the 10th one, he said 9. And then the 11th one, he said 10. So the halach is that all three of them have Kedusha. Yes, they all have Kedusha, but there's Chiluke Dinim between them. The 9th animal, you have to wait until it develops a mum and then you eat it. The 10th animal you actually bring as the carbon of Maaser Behemah. The 11th animal is brought as a carbon shlamim. So in that context, as a machlokas tanoim, what if you do a tamura on the kedusha of the 11th animal? You exchange its kedusha onto something else. Is that tamura chal or is it not chal? Rameir Shita is, well, since it becomes a carbon shlamim, so carbon shlamim could be osa tamura, like any other carbon could be osa tamura. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, no, this animal is considered, the 11th animal is considered itself to be a tamura of Meiser, and ain't tamura osa tamura. Well, that which is already a tamura cannot make another tamura. So that's what Rameir said to him. If it were true that it itself was a tamura, then we should never be makrovit, because the tamura's Meiser is ain't a kreva. That which is tamura for Meiser cannot be brought. So then by your logic, the 11th one should not be a karmen shlamim. So anyway, that was the point that Acherim, that Rameir made, a technical din in the dinim of Meiser Behemah. So Amalo, as they're learning this technical Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon says to Rabbi, Miyem alalu shemimeim anu shosim. Who are these people that we drink their waters, their Torah, ushmosim einanu maskirim, and we just call them Acherim and Yeshomrim, and we don't mention their names. So Amalei, so Rabbi said to Rabbi Shimon, his son, Pnei adam shebikshu lakor kvodcha kvod beis avicha. These are people that wanted to take away your honor and the honor of your father's household. Meaning we have a chip on our shoulder against these people. That's why we do not mention their names. So Amalei, Rabbi Shimon said to his father, you know, Pasuk says in Koheles, Gam avasam, gam sin asam, gam kin asam, kvar avda. Everyone, they're all dead already. So we shouldn't continue to carry forward these old disputes for people who aren't even alive. So Amalei, Rabbi said to Rabbi Shimon, Ha'oyiv tamu charvos lenetzach. That we learn from this Pasuk that even if the enemy is already gone, nevertheless, we always remember that which he destroyed. Amalei, so Rabbi Shimon said, Hani mi l'hecha da'anu ma'asayu. That's if the enemy made an impact. Rabbanu l'anu ma'asayu. They had a plot to maybe to ruin my grandfather's name, but they were unsuccessful. So hadar asin le. So after that, when Rabbi would teach his son, Amru mishum Rabbi Meir, ilu hayetumur lo yakarav. When he would teach that Mishnah, he would say, Amru mishum Rabbi Meir. He still wouldn't say Rabbi Meir Omer, but he would say, Amru mishum Rabbi Meir. So at least he would mention Rabbi Meir's name. Amru avafilu Rabbi Dan Vasnasahu, Amru mishum Rabbi Meir, Amru Meir, Tana, Amru mishum Rabbi Meir, Amru Meir lo Amar. Then even Rabbi, who was an Anav, would only say Amru mishum Rabbi Meir, would not say Amru Rabbi Meir. Amru Rabbi Yochanan, pligi ba Rabbi Shimon Gamliel v'Rabbanan. There was a machlokes Rabbi Shimon Gamliel v'Rabbanan. Chad Amar Sinai Adif. One of them said that someone who's a big bucky and knows everything is the more qualified person to be the Rosh Yeshiva. V'chad Amar Oker Harim Adif. That the person who's very sharp and can analyze things is the more qualified person. Rav Yosef Sinai, Rabba Oker Harim. Rav Yosef happened to be a Sinai. That was the way his brain worked. And Rabba was more of an Oker Harim. Shalchul Taman. So they sent Eretz Yisrael. Ezameim Kodem. Which one should we favor to be the Rosh Yeshiva? So Shalchuluhu, Sinai Adif. The Sinai should come first. Tamara, called Srichel, the Marichatya. Everyone needs people who have wheat, meaning everyone needs people who have the actual raw material. So the Sinai has all the raw material. He's got all the Mishnayos, all the Brises. He knows everything. Vafilu achilo kabel Rav Yosef alei. Rav Yosef still would not be mekabel this position, and therefore they appointed Rabba as Rosh Yeshiva. Malach Rabba Esrim V'Tartin Shnin. Rabba served as Rosh Yeshiva for 22 years. V'hadr Malach Rav Yosef, and then Rav Yosef took over as Rosh Yeshiva. V'kol Shnei the Malach Rabba, all the years that Rabba was Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Yosef afilu umna lebeise lo chalef. Rav Yosef wouldn't even call a blood letter to his house, because he didn't want to act with any level of sarara. So if he had to be makizdam, he would would go there. He wouldn't. He wouldn't call a bloodletter special to come to him. Abaye and Rabbi Zeir and Rabbi Bar Masna v'yasvi. Abaye and Rabbi Zeir and Rabbi Bar Masna were sitting all together. V'avutzrichi reisha, and they needed to appoint one of them as the leader of the group. So Amri called the Amr Milsav Lomachru for the Havi reisha. Anyone who could say Dvar Alacha, where no one's going to have a pircha on him, he should be the leader. Tekulu ifrich. Everyone said something that there was a pircha on. Abaye lo ifrich. But Abaye, there was no pircha on. Chazi Rabbi Abaye de Gavar reisha. Rabbi saw that Abaye was pretty proud of himself. So Amlei Nachmani psach ve'ema. So he says Nachmani was what they called Abaye. Go say a drasha, because apparently you have this position of gedula. So Yibailu, they weren't sure. Rabbi Zeira v'Rabba bar Rav Masna hey minayu adif. Which among those two is better? Rabbi Zeira charef u'maksha. Rabbi Zeira was very sharp and he knew how to ask and answer questions. Rabba Rav Masna matun u'masik. Rabba Rav Masna was very patient and he would wait until he understood things fully, and therefore he would come to a maskana lahalacha. So which one is adif? Take with the Gemara leaves that unresolved. Okay, Hadron Lachor Mashiach, Sikla Masachas Horios, Mazel Tov on Horios and Seder Nezikin. Tomorrow we'll begin Seder Kachin.